It's 88.5 KCSN. It's Sky Daniels with Monica Heldahl joining us, coming all the way from Norway.
Yep.
And as I understand, this is your first American radio live performance.
It is. So I'm really excited.
we're gonna make you as comfortable as we can here at KCSN.
Cool,
I loved reading your bio because sometimes, you know, when you get ready to research for an interview, you really have to dig around and look.
Yeah.
For things that you think you can talk about. But just the first few lines of your bio talked about your own awakening in music. At 9, you heard Neil Young.
Oh, okay.
And then at 12, your parents got you a guitar.
Yeah.
And then you started discovering the music of Nick Drake and Emmylou Harris. And here's the part that makes you so KCSN friendly. You also became a huge fan of Rory Gallagher, the acoustic side of Led Zeppelin. So you had this broad palette of taste. Talk to me about how, as a young person, you started to assimilate the kinds of music that would influence you.
Well, I grew up in a very music-interested family. We love the same music, and my dad plays the guitar. So that's how I got into that. And I started trying to play like the strumming patterns and didn't really work out. So I quickly got into like finger picking and those kind of styles. And I really got into it and I wanted to practice a lot and get really good at it. So spent a lot of hours when I grew up, like 12, 13, 14 years of age, I would practice all the time. And I guess that's how I started listening to Nick Drake because he was an amazing guitar player. And also, I listened to a lot of Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed and stuff like that. And also the Rory Gallagher and Led Zeppelin, stuff like that.
Down your oars.
the live performance, the guitar tone and the dexterity of the playing, it's pronounced. I mean, it's something where I sat back going, wow, they can really play.
Thanks.
And so it seems now, which did you focus on first? The guitar playing?
Yeah.
Or singing and playing?
Definitely the guitar playing.
And when when did you start to write songs? I know a song that your first song was
It was the first one we played here today, Silly Willy.
Silly Willy.
Yeah, I was playing this singer-songwriter night in my hometown, Bergen, in Norway. And I asked the guy, one of the guys who were working there, do you have to have your own songs? And they were like, yeah, at least you have to have one. And I was like, man, I got to go home and write one then. So that's how Silly Willy, yeah.
But isn't it amazing, though, that your first try at singing a song was a song, a composition that you could be proud of, that you play and have on your album
today?
Yeah,
definitely. It makes me happy that song is on the album. And it's on the album, we decided to do it really quick, like first take. So that song on the album is just one guitar and one vocal take. So I'm really happy with that.
I've been missing those mountains. Now I'm back here alone. And I've been missing those houses. When you take it all. And when I fail, you fail. It's all the same. At the bottom, you will see. And maybe you'll stop jumping on the rooftops, but I won't get worried. I don't mind, I don't mind. 'Cause in time, when the wind's starting high, my valentine, it won't survive, it won't survive. And you've been running around to the dark side of town. Like a shadow on the run, like a shadow where they're gone up against the stars. And I'm immortal, you're immortal. And I don't mind. 'Cause in time, when the wind's howling high, my valentine begins to cry, begins to cry. Thank you.
it wasn't long, you know, and you talk about coming from Bergen, Norway. It wasn't long, however, once you started to perform, I think it's a relative short time that you were playing, you know, touring with the likes of Tom Petty. I mean, well, how was that experience? Because that had to be...
We did some support for Tom Petty in Norway, and it was pretty crazy. Like, it was my first time playing with a full band, and I just met the guy, and I was playing with him at the time, and it was the first time I met him, I think. And I was really nervous about it, but it was really exciting, and I don't know, it was really big for me.
When you got done with that show, that first show, did you have again, much like you went home and wrote Silly Willy and you felt, wow, I did it. Did you have that sense of accomplishment after that first show? Like, hey, I actually can do it.
Definitely. You get this boost and you just want to continue and work hard.
Scarlet, tell me
The album out in America,
yeah.
I noticed, and I guess this is a good sign, in going to Amazon, there were only 5 copies left of the album, so they need to restock. And so in talking to our audience today, they better hurry up, because if they want to get your new album, at least through Amazon, there's only 5 copies, and hopefully by the end of this interview, there will be 0, and Amazon needs to get more stock. Tonight, you're going to be playing at Hotel Cafe.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, you've never played there before.
Never been there, but I heard a lot of good things.
It's a welcoming place where, you know, a lot of the fans that go there are very, very sincere and supportive fans of singer-songwriting. So I think you're going to enjoy that. And certainly we want to encourage our listeners to come out and see an exceptional talent, Monica Heldahl. We certainly appreciate you coming out and sharing your music with us today. It's Monica Heldahl, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it.